So I have a wonderful idea, and I want to tell you how you can put your talents and gifts to work for this church in a fun way. And that's become a member of the church board. one person left. So I assume that everybody other than her is on board with this. I am the secretary of the board, and I'm here to tell you that being on the board is fun. You may have had unpleasant experiences on a board someplace where there was long, endless meetings, or you have heard horror stories, or even experienced them yourself, where there was dissension, power struggles, backbiting, and strife. But we don't have any of that. We respect and care for each other. We joke and laugh. And we are authentic and have integrity. We have a common goal to keep Unity Church of Light on its feet and moving forward, serving all of us and the community at large, all of those who are seeking a spiritual home. Like any living entity, the board does struggle with issues at times, but we always resolve them cooperatively, effectively, and prayerfully. We get business done for the church. My own involvement in the board has been a growing experience for me. I have learned that a group of people working for a common cause can bring some excellent results. I have found respect on the board, and my own leadership skills have emerged and developed. I am proud to be a member of this board. When we as individuals share our talents and gifts, we grow as a person and as a member of the congregation. When we unite and work for the good of the church and the community, our church grows. The more our light shines, the more the community will be called to us. There are no special requirements to be on the board. You just need to be a member in good standing, attend the monthly board meetings, and be active in the church, and have a desire to serve the church that you love. Being on the board does not require a huge time commitment. The meetings are once a month, and they're about 2 hours in length. We work in cooperation to serve the congregation and our church, and to present the Christ message to those who are seeking a place to belong and to be loved. We have 4 board positions open. We need to fill at least 2 of them to be in compliance with our board bylaws. I ask you to prayerfully consider placing your name on the ballot as a board candidate so we can continue to embody our vision statement, which is Unity Church of Light stands as a beacon to illuminate the world. Thank you.
Getting all relaxed. And that was very well said. And if you are interested, Nancy is you're our chairman of the committee, aren't you? No, Sarah Carr Jordan is the chairman of the committee. And if you are interested, just speak with her a little bit, turn your bio into her. It doesn't have to be a great big long, you know, just a little bit about yourself so that the members know a little bit about you. So I'm here right now to do something that I love to do. The Prayer Chaplain program is real close to my heart. I mean, I've been in it. I'm going into my 14th year consecutively as a prayer chaplain. And I pray anyway, so I might as well be a chaplain and do it officially. But there has always been a great team among us prayer chaplains, not only here at this church, but citywide. We have a group of about 20 citywide in the Unity Movement, and we come together annually to train. We train about, I was thinking about this the other day, it's about the equivalent of 18 hours when you put all the intense training sessions together. Then we continue each month to have a session where we can serve, learn to serve you better. So today I have the honor of introducing your 2022 prayer chaplain team. But first, I want to read you a little something about, actually, this is about what we do and about us. And the poem is called Wholeness. And it reads, "We focus on the wholeness within everyone. Like the cocoon that turns into the butterfly, may we also be transformed into our own greatness. Through the daily practice of prayer, meditation, and growing awareness of our true nature, we are also transformed. As we pray with others, we align our thoughts and feelings with the wholeness that is within every person and situation, and give this wholeness space to work by our realization of its mighty, unlimited potential. So as we bless others with this awareness, we too are blessed. And so we are willing to serve you, our spiritual community, and support you in prayer in any way we can. We have a list that we call people monthly. If you want to be on this list, we only talk maybe 3 to 5 minutes. It's not a chat thing. We call you to ask, how can we support you in prayer today? So, and that's a monthly call. So if you're interested in that, also, not right now, but very soon we pray that we'll be able to do one-on-one prayer once again up here in the chapel, because that's important. But for right now, we'll just let that kind of lay on the back burner for a little bit. But if you want prayer, we're offering Zoom. Guess what? If you want prayer, we're not up here on Sunday, you can call or tap a prayer chaplain on the shoulder and we'll do a Zoom call with you. Not to chit-chat, but to pray. So all these things are available to you. Now, the team that's going to be working with you, I'm going to call them up. Sarah Carr Jordan. Sarah is going into her 11th year here at Unity Church of Light as a prayer chaplain. And Sarah has stuck with me in everything since the beginning. And then I want to call Diane Deacham. Now, we're really blessed to have Diane join our team, because it doesn't matter, because Diane also worked with Silent Unity. So it's a beautiful thing to have her come and join our prayer chaplain team. So we're excited this year to work with you. Now, I just want to, we want to rededicate ourselves to this work, and we're going to do that by answering a couple of questions. And if you, I will say the, all right. So, do you make a commitment to continue in your own prayer work and self-care?
I do.
Okay. Will you create spiritual space of possibility for those whom seek your assistance in prayer?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Will you hold all that is said in sacred confidence? Mm-hmm. 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 And will you support one another and this prayer team of 2022 in lifting the consciousness of this spiritual community? And to all those questions, I do too. So I just want to give you a little something. Mm-hmm. And for Diane, there's a certificate in there. And checking with Leilani, Diane was a prayer chaplain here before too. But I checked and we have, since time lapse has lapsed, we have to begin at the beginning again. So we're calling her first year, but I think you served 2 years before, or one, somewhere in there. So we're so grateful. This is your, you can uncover your flowers so that they can see them out here. But we're so grateful to be able to hold this congregation up in the sacred act of prayer. Mm-hmm. And Sarah? Uh-huh. Right. So this is your prayer team.
Well, I don't know. I mean, for those who, was it this morning or yesterday morning? We wrote a song. When was it?
Last night.
10:30, we wrote a song last night together.
It's all a blur.
It's all a blur, yeah.
Well, beautiful, beautiful blur.
So we sang this morning, in fact. So if you are here and you remember it, sing along. You can hear it again. If you weren't here, why were you sleeping? You were here.
We come with open hearts. We come with open minds. We come to hold a sacred space for truth to be revealed in this time. We come with open hearts. We come with open minds. We come to hold a sacred space for truth to be revealed in this time. We come with open hearts. We come with open minds. We come to hold a sacred space for truth to be revealed in this time. We come with open hearts. We come with open minds.
also go with our open hearts and minds back to our communities, holding that space for them. So we go.
We go with open hearts. We go with open minds. We go to hold a sacred space for truth to be revealed in this time. We go with open hearts. We go with open minds. We go to hold a sacred space for truth to be revealed in this time.
Kim Char was one of the musicians at conference, so see what you missed? Beautiful. Yeah, and even more so in person. Well, together in the flow of love, we joyfully give and bountifully receive. You know, today's topic, it reminded me of Martin Luther King and all he taught and all he shared with us of his legacy. So this is a weekend that we celebrate the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr., who brought hope and healing to America through a greater equality, promoting a greater equality for all people, regardless of their race. So we celebrate the timeless virtues that he taught by various groundbreaking words that are just as relevant today as they were over 50 years ago. So, as a man who stood by truth, justice, and compassion and courage, his character and leadership inspired our lives, and they still continue to inspire our lives. Here are a couple quotes that are uplifting to me, and as I talk about our theme for this year, I also want us, I think that this applies to us as a community also. Well, the most famous one that we hear all the time was, "I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed." We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal. So that's a quality that we believe in unity also, isn't it? That there's no separation, that we were all created in a oneness. And what happens to the least of us happens to all of us. And I love this one. He said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you can't see the whole staircase." You know, we do that all the time around here, believe it or not. We step out in faith. And we have been richly supplied by Spirit in all that we do. looking around, you may not believe that, but we have faith that there are those who are still willing to support this spiritual community here. And this is a great one here. It says, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving. And that's what we're doing here. No matter how we have to get there, we keep striving, don't we? We keep moving. We keep holding to this truth. We keep knowing that this is a vital spiritual community. And this is one Jackie just gave us a little message this morning. Well, this goes right along with that. It says, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verbs agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love. That's what we're about. We're in the flow of love, aren't we? We are the love that we desire to be. And I see greatness every time I look out here, because everyone is sharing their talents with this spiritual community. You know, each year I contemplate where I see us as a community. You know, ever since I was tasked with the title, spiritual leader, I take nothing for granted. And I know that in order for us to keep moving in the right direction, to keep moving in the direction towards the high mark, the high goal, which is lifted consciousness of everyone, then I must do some work as your spiritual leader. I must, along with your board, set the pace for how we're going to move through. We're in the midst of an experience, and we've been in the midst of this experience, what, a year and a half, 2 years? I've lost track, because it's become something that you move through daily without fear. And so I'm a big fan of Martin Luther King's quote, if you can't fly, run. Because, boy, we've been running, haven't we? We've been crawling, too. But guess what? That doesn't mean our consciousness is any lower than anything else. If this church was rated based on lifted consciousness, man, we'd be soaring. Because the consciousness is here. The consciousness, no matter what appearances we come up against, we're going to keep moving through. Because in me is that spirit to keep going, no matter what is going on. And in you is that same spirit. That spirit that was in Christ Jesus is in us all. We have a lot of talent here. The appearances may be a naysayer, but there is a lot of talent in this spiritual community. And we're going to keep moving it beyond the appearances. Yeah. And when I sit and think about what would be the theme, because the theme for me is an intention. It may, well, in this case, is happening now, but it may not be happening in every morning moment, but it's an intention that I set. And when I think of the intention, someone told me, well, we just recite a lot of stuff. No, I don't. And I'm not going to let you either. Because we're going to feel our intention and we're going to keep working with it. And those of you who may be viewing this video and not here in the chapel, you're invited too. We're going to keep moving together in this oneness, in the flow of love. And as we do so, we're going to give of our talents joyfully. You know, there's a scripture, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. We're going to do it joyfully, not grudgingly. As Jackie talked about the board, we don't come to meet grudgingly. We come because we know we can make decisions through the Spirit working through us, which will lift this community up. And we support one another on the board, and we keep each other lifted up. And we keep each other holding to the faith. We keep each other knowing that the wisdom of God is working in and through us and our spirit. But that should not be the ultimate goal of this ministry. If it is, I'm the wrong person to be your spiritual leader, because that's not my top focus, is to have the seats filled and the money flowing. My top focus is that we lift up the word of Jesus Christ, of God, of Spirit, that we draw unto us those in need of this truth and feed them. As Spirit said, feed my sheep. That's what we're here for. And you know what? We don't worry about what we're going to get. Because worry does what? Brings more worry, right? We know that God is the source and that God supplies the manna that we need to keep this ministry moving forth. You know, when the pandemic first hit, I thought, oh my goodness, you know. But that thought turned to, I believe in God. I believe in the one power and the one source. And I'm standing on my truth that I know, the truth of my being. One presence, one power. And you have so lovingly shared your substance with us. Our lights are on. We're nice and warm and cozy. When it's hot outside, we're nice and what, freezy? A word to use. So we have been fed. God is supplied every need. So some things we need to think of. I'm going to break down real quick the theme for this year. Together in the flow of love, we joyfully give and bountifully receive. Together, I'm talking about that oneness, that community, how you love each other, how you help each other, support each other, even if it's as in the form of prayer. We're moving as one body. No one is left behind or isolated or standing alone. When a guest comes in through to this chapel, we invite them warmly into our hearts and our space. In the flow of love. Oh, I like that that thought came to me. In the flow of love. We are in the flow of divine love. It's an unconditional love that accepts everyone, no matter what it is that you are about or believe. Love is a great harmonizer. We feel the rhythm of spirit moving through the community as we share love. I love this song we sang this morning. We're woven together in one great tapestry. And we're moving along in harmony. The third thought is, we joyfully give. This is not talking just monetarily, but when you go out these doors, you're still giving of yourself. And when you say you belong to Unity Church of Light or Unity, you're giving the best of what Unity has, because you're letting them know, here, our hearts are open. And we joyfully give unto you, whether it's a virtual hug, or whether it's love, or whether it's a porch drop, or anything that we have, whether it's physical or non-physical, whether it's a phone call, you're giving joyfully from the heart. And guess what happens when you do that? There's a law, as you give, you receive. Maybe not in the same manner that you have given, but when you count your blessings, you'll realize you have received. Yes. So, in Luke 6:38, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Running over. And we have been so richly blessed. And Jesus, I love the words of Jesus Christ. He said, not as the world gives. We're not talking about that physical stuff. We're talking about sending vibrations of love, peace, feeding our atmosphere in our, not only our community, but our universe, filling it with these thoughts. Sometimes we may, of our human self, think that it's not helping or not doing anything. You know, sometimes I get in a woe is me state of mind, but every time I'll get a phone call or I'll be flipping through some papers and a note that someone has written, oh boy, and it lifts my spirit. I know that there's never a need to be in that woe is me position. And there's never a need for anyone out here, because you are loved. We joyfully give our love to you and receive it because it's bountiful. Yes. So, our message to all who will come and receive what we have here to share and to give at Unity Church of Light. Our message is in the words of Paul, and they come from 1 John, chapter 1, and I think I started around the third verse. It says, We have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may fellowship with us. And seen and heard, that's the words of Spirit. And we proclaim them and we want to share them with you. And it goes on to say, and indeed, our fellowship is with the Father, which is God, and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Now, this is Paul writing this letter, but think that this is us too. He goes on to say, we are writing these things so that your joy may be complete. You know, you bring joy into others' lives when you fellowship with them, when you invite them, when you share the love and the talents that you have with them. And then Paul goes on to say, this is a message we have heard from God and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So over the next few months, we're going to walk on the premises of this scripture, knowing God is light and there's no darkness. That's only in appearance. Over the next few months, we're going to be affirming, because I want us to get it deep within us. Together in the flow of love, this is how we're going to show up as love. We joyfully give whatever we give, whether it be monetary or non-monetary. Whatever we give, we're going to joyfully give it. And we know we're receiving bountifully. Maybe not in the manner that we give, but look at us here now. You know, they said a major snowstorm was coming, and people were panicking, and the stores were full, and the aisles were being emptied. But we're here. We're able to come into this chapel and fellowship together. To me, when I woke up and saw that we really could have church, I have bountifully received, because it's my heart desire for us to come together and lift one another's consciousness. So, this year I see us as that bright beacon, not only drawing to us, well, that bright beacon that draws to us anyone in search of this truth, and see that they are fed. So let's take a moment. You know, we have to fill our own cups, and we do that by prayer and meditation. So let's just take a moment, and let's begin our prayer with the words of the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and relax and bring your attention inward. Let's make this inward journey. Let's get in that flow of the light and love and wisdom that is within. Breathing in and breathing out, moving a little deeper, knowing that we are bountifully blessed. following that light within, moving into that heart region, where we step over that threshold of our inner chamber, and immediately we know we are lifted on the wings of spirit, that we are experiencing love like no other, that all the wisdom of the universe is suddenly opened up to us. And we take a moment to sit and drink from that fountain of everlasting life. And we just fill our vessels in this moment, right here, right now, for a second or two in the quiet. Feel that activity of spirit moving through your beings right now, touching what needs to be touched, lifting what needs to be lifted, stirring up the gifts of spirit. One presence, one power. And we are a part of the whole. And as we prepare to emerge from this time of prayer, we do so knowing that we are new creatures in Christ. We have gone deep within and touched the hem of the garment. And no more are we the same as we were a few moments ago. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful. We're so grateful that your activity is moving in and throughout not only us, but the universe. And we know that everything is being touched. And as we awaken one by one to knowing the oneness that we are, and that we live and move and have our being in the one presence and one power, we just raise and lift our hearts in gratitude. So for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we know, as a spiritual community, we know that we are together in the flow of love, joyfully giving and bountifully receiving. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. You have your yellow sheets. We're going to sing, and then we're going to close.